thank you, Father, for our hearts is open, for we love to be in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
It's been somehow a tough week because of what happened. It still disturbs our hearts. And the strangeness of it all. But there is only one thing I will say. Church, listen to your pastor. Stop looking at this woman the way she is as a man. Especially when she gives a warning. Especially when the Lord says speak. Church, please listen to your pastor, because it is God talking to you. Even when we laugh, instructions comes out. It's not every day that I will be telling you, when I say come to church, pray. It's not because you are not coming. It's not every time. There are times. Be able to discern when it is a spiritual word that is coming. Church, listen to your pastor. Don't start what you people started last week, please. Nothing happens most of the time in this ministry that we are not aware. But when we speak, do you hear? And we pray that we stop taking things for granted. And to know that it is God that is speaking and not man. I'm a human being, I make mistakes. But the way you handle what I tell you is the way I can be able to help you to handle it. The way you handle what I tell you is the way that you will use to help me to help you to handle it. I'm not blaming anybody. But I'm asking us to learn from mistakes. I've blamed myself, but the Lord says, stop that. Because the book of Ezekiel says, if I send you a message and you deliver it, if the people does not respond, you are free from the curse. But it is when you refuse to speak, that is when you are in trouble with me. So I held my peace. But listen to your pastor. I beg of you. May God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are talking about the spirit life, part 3. May God help me also today to preach. Because the matter I'm shaking, my heart is really not the way it should be. But I'm trying my best by the Spirit of God to do it right, that His name be glorified. To smile, to laugh, that His name be glorified. 2 Corinthians 3:17, which is our main verse for this month. He said that now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we behold the Spirit of the Lord that gives us liberty, He said we are transformed. That is 18. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We said the Spirit life is the life that helps us to live our life according to the commandments and the word of God. To enable us to finish well the race of our life, no matter what. The spirit life is the life that puts us on a level of more than conqueror. It makes us to face challenges, but even when we are in the challenges, we know and we are sure that we will come out in the winner. We know and we are sure we will not die in the trouble.
The spirit life is a life that is able to live not carnally but spiritually, to manipulate things even to your own advantage. You tell me, does God do that? Yes, the devil does that. Why won't you do that? When the devil said he wants to kill you, will you allow him to kill you? You manipulate his power. You manipulate what is his program. You manipulate his plan so that you can be free and let his own weapon destroy himself. He said to be carnally minded is death, but spiritual mind is life. That is the spirit life. The spirit life. The one that is perpetually alive and never dies. Amen. Last week we said when God created us, he created us from the dust. He created us from the ground. And we were just like dead body until he breathed his breath into us and we became a living soul. And then later he came and he became the quickening spirit. Because the first Adam was a living soul, the second Adam was a quickening spirit. Why? The flesh profit nothing. It is the spirit that I speak to you. He said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. Now the Lord, where the Lord is, there is liberty. Because the Lord is that spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Where the Word is, where the Lord is, that is where the freedom is. If we go to the book of 1 Samuel, let us take an example. 1 Samuel 19 from 18, we talk about after David has conquered Goliath, and then the people started praising David, that David was a man of war, that David was more than a conqueror, that David conquered 10,000, while Saul conquered only one. He said David conquered the 10,000 of what Saul did. Saul was what? Envy. Jealous. Started pursuing David. To kill David. To destroy David. He pursued David to where the spirit was reigning. Last week we talked about, because last week was Pentecost Sunday, we talked about how the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts rested upon them and then their lives were transformed. And before that time, the Lord talked to them in the book of Luke 24, he said, receive ye understanding. Because you have to understand the spirit for you to be able to walk with the spirit and for you to be able to walk according to the teachings and the leading of the spirit. Because those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The Holy Ghost led David. He ran to the prophets. He didn't run to any other person. The reigning prophet that time was Prophet Samuel, the seer. He ran to him and said, prophet, the king wants to kill me for defeating the enemy of God. At times, pastors, we don't know what comes against us. You pray for members. The Lord answer your prayers. The member is free of the demon. And then it will do is pursuing you. You think it's a joke? It's not. That is the reality of this grace that we're hiding under, that we carry. That is why the Bible said, those who are teaching you the word, give them double honor. You don't know the way that they suffer for your sake. Not see them finish. He said, give them double honor. For you, they labor in word and in prayer to see that things work out for your good. But the way you honor them and respect them, that way you make your own way to be open. He ran to go and meet someone for defeating the enemy of Israel, for defeating the enemy of the children of God. I am being persecuted by the reigning king. And the Bible tells us, he says, so David fled and escaped and came to someone in Ramah and told him all that Saul has done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naloth. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naloth in Ramah.
you think say Satan don't fit pursue you, come church, you be lie.
I've always told us that we come to church, Satan also come to church. We come to church, his angels, they are also in the church. That is why we don't look at the character of one another to judge ourselves if I should go to church or not.
Because the angels of Satan, they are also here. They pursue you, come. Now you go stand kakaraka, you go tie them. You go change them, not be they supposed to be change you.
Saul went after, before Saul went after, he sent his messengers.
He said, go to that house of God.
He sent his demons. He said, go to that house of God. Go and pluck
Samuel from the presence of God. Don't be mean for Carita.
And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophet prophesying, somebody said the spirit lies. And Samuel standing as appointed, pastor, when we stand as appointed, not as ordinary man, when we stand in the office as appointed, something happens. When the pastor stand as appointed, not as Rachel, not as Mike, but as appointed, as Pastor Mike, as Pastor Richard, as appointed.
There is power in that anointing. There is power in that grace. That is why we don't joke with ourselves when we come here. Even when we are outside, and when we stand as pastor, I've prayed for somebody on the street, and God answered the prayer. Not until I came to church. But when we stand, he said, and Samuel standing has appointed over there. What a covering. The spirit life of the pastor covered the people. He said, the spirit of God now came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also blessed. He's talking to me, he's talking to us. I tell you, so when I see all this kind of teaching, I teach myself first, I flog myself first. Because before this thing spoke to you, it has spoke to me, it's spoken to me first. And you say, I emphasize on my own first. He said, over there as appointed. When the demon came, they became paralyzed. They started acting like Christian. They started prophesying. And that is why I tell some of you, you are deceived. Because the wolf come among the sheep, and the anointing in the house made them to behave like the sheep. And then you forgot to discern. They can sing. They started prophesying. But they are messengers. Messengers will come and take you in the sandwiches. But they are prophesying. They are singing, they are dancing, they are cleaning the church, putting this in order. It is during the time of temptation that you will know that these are not. For by their fruit we always know them. And the fruit does not just come like that. It comes with temptation. It comes with problem. It comes with pruning. That is when you will know what the fruit, what that tree, what kind of fruit the tree produces. Not when we sing and prophesy. The anointing in the house paralyzed all the messenger that comes. And then the messengers started acting like the members of the church. They are wolves that have come in sheep clothing. But you have to discern by the spirit. Because when you are in the spirit, when you are living in the spirit life, you will know this will be a messengers of Saul. To take away the Samuel, the one that the heart is after the things of God. You are coming to prayer meeting. Then they say, oh, you are going to prayer meeting because you want children. You are going to prayer meeting because you want to get your visa. You are going to prayer meeting because you want to have your passport. You are going to prayer meeting because you want to marry. And foolish you, you listen to them and you stay at home. The word of God. Tell me, how does that advice sound accurate with the word of God? Or somebody offend you, you see they go to that church,
Let that one for insult you like that, especially me and my good mouth. You try me, but I give you baba. And you just play with me small for church, and my big mouth just give you bizarre for in front of everybody. And then because of that, you say you know they come again.
God can never change.
You go worship. Remember, you get water, you get mouth. We do not run away because of Rachel. Thank God for those who have wisdom to know that this woman is also a woman being as a woman being. She loves me and I love her. I won't go because of her talk. I've come here to serve God and I know there is grace in the house. Amen. That is it. Because if Eli said to Anna, he said, you are drunk. Now, pastor, now, say you are a drunkard. The woman said, ah, my Lord. Can you imagine the answer? My Lord. He still calls him my pastor. The respect was still there. The honor was still there. Despite the fact that the pastor accused her wrongly, she still said, my Lord, I am not drunk, but I'm pouring out the petition of my soul to God Almighty. And then the same pastor said, your prayers are answered. What about this sheep? Now abuse Eli. You said that you are a prophet. Can you not see? Just the way they said to Jesus, he actually is the man of God. He's the son of God. Why will he allow an adulterer to be pouring oil and anointing him? Now then they see pastors also.
Yes.
They see road past pastor. The zero, pastor, I don't even hold you. Zero, make I see. It's better for me because it makes my job easier. Abi, now grace I enjoy. Now God just gave me the grace that I'm your pastor. He didn't tell me that I'm the best, but he is the best. Amen. He didn't say as a woman being you are the best. He said I just love you because you love me. So I give you the grace to pastor them. But he is the best. I am not the best. So zero make I zero, it makes things easier. Pray make I pray, it makes things easier. Anyway, it was told to Saul that just as God turned Saul to Paul in the New Testament, these people they came, they could not take away the servants in the church. Their character was so good, their behavior was so good, they turned the people where the messengers to become part of them. When they mingle with them and they told them don't go to church, they refuse to listen. They say, see the way the pastor is insulting you, they refuse to listen. They say, look at that brother and that sister, look at this character, you are going to that same church with that one. They refuse to listen. They were still going. And then the messenger went somewhere to Paul, say, ah, those people, they don't become anointing of God ministry members. We don't think about them from here again. We wanted to go and remove them. They don't join them to anointing of God ministry members. Because of the good behavior. Because of the spirit life. Because those who were here, we are yielding to the spirit. And because they were yielding to the spirit, the wolves who have come to sheep could not deceive them. Rather, they became sheep indeed. We are talking about the spirit life. And then they went to tell him. And then the devil, remember, the Bible said that Satan the devil tested Jesus and left him for a while. Devil will always go back. He doesn't stop. He said it was told Saul. He sent other messengers. It's okay, you people have converted those one. Other messengers go. The Bible said they went. They became Christian. They prophesied likewise. And so sent messengers again because of their fear. Only one person he was trying to remove from the church. The one that is the pillar. The one that God is using. Want to destroy the pastor? Every lie is against the pastor. But David was standing. He said the same messengers again. The third time, those won't be also converted. May God use you to convert every move that come around you. In your mighty name of Jesus, may you so much live the spirit life, so much be influenced and filled with the Holy Ghost, that nothing comes around you that goes away dead. They will receive life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said the third time, the same thing happened. He carried himself good. Do you know that Satan the devil attempts torture? When the demons cannot do the work, he comes. During deliverance, you will hear them. We tell you, I am Lucifer. He has sent message and sent message and sent message. Something is happening, they fail. He himself visits the church. The book of Revelation tells us how Satan was visiting all the churches. The church of Pergamos, every other churches. There were some he was able to destroy. One, the one that there was one he couldn't destroy that one. He visits them all. The Bible says, and Saul went there. And when Saul came, hallelujah. He asked. He shot and now after David, they came. Where is Samuel? Both Samuel and David, now two of them I go wipe out. Remember before this time, David, Saul, as he did, killed a lot of prophets. Check your Bible. That was not the first time he was killing prophets. He killed prophets just because he wanted to get David. Scattered church just because he wanted to get David. Hallelujah. He went and he came. He said, where are they? They told him where they were. The Bible said, from 23, and he went either to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was also upon him. When we are talking about the spirit life, we are talking about that life of God, the life of Jesus, that so much take over you that nothing can come near you to destroy you. You are the one that influenced them. He said you are fragrance. The book of Corinthians says you are fragrance. You smell nice because of Jesus. You smell nice because of God. And when that fragrance is not contaminated with sin, but listens to the commandment of God and under the grace of God, under the Spirit of God, decides to live well, he said it will smell nice to other people and draw them and keep them. Saul came here. He started speaking in tongues. And he did it in such a special way. He knew was. The Bible says he come out in cloth and stayed naked in the morning. You say, oh God, if you want disgrace person. If you want disgrace, not person, the demonic spirit were there inside him. He stripped naked. See, he said he stripped off his clothes also. And prophesied before someone in like manner like the other people. Lay down naked all that day and all that. I say power past power. Power. The Bible says if you fail in a day of adversity, it's because your power is small. If I fail in the days of adversity, it's because my power is small. But when I have faith, because without faith it is impossible for you to please God. Everyone that comes to God must believe that God is God. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As you diligently seek him in prayer, you diligently seek him in speaking in tongues, you diligently seek him in his word, you diligently seek him in giving, in tithing, diligently seek him by dedicating yourself to his work, you are diligently seeking him. He said he's the rewarder. Nobody can be able to cut you off. But there are some, because they are the organ of the roof, they are so demonic that they can never change. The like is Saul. They are not filled with the Spirit. They are touched by the Spirit. They are shaken by the Spirit. You touch them to minister the power of God unto them, they fall down. But they rise up to become the same. Their character never changes. The spirit life. The evidence that anybody is actually living the spirit life is a purity of character. A purity of behavior. One thing. Church here says one thing. You know we come to church, but he said something while he was still alive. He said, Pastor, I know the purpose of your mind. He said, as you be so now, so I be. I like you well, Pastor. Because you're always forgiving people. Me too. I know how to put people for mind. To Sister Mercy was giving testimony yesterday when we are coming back, taking the wife home, because I knew of the case when both of them they had misunderstanding.
Sister Mercy said, "Do you know that when I went to their store and I was coming," said he ran to the streets and knelt down on the streets to start forgiving me. No verse.
Church people,
they say, "Lie, lie,
they are wolves. Mark them with the decision. If they will honor God or honor Satan, they are wolves. Some of them come under the grace, under the anointing. Some are converted, but some will never convert because they have given themselves over to Satan.
Doesn't matter how long they stay and remain in the church. That does not make them clean."
He prophesied, he said, "I catch it in the morning." He left that place and he still pursued David. Killing any priest, any pastor that prayed for David, he killed them all.
David went somewhere, he ate bread. He took the sword from the altar, the sword of Goliath.
Saul said, "Why did you allow him to escape? Why did he cause him the enemy?" He said, "Why did you allow my enemy to escape?"
He slaughtered all the priests, all the pastors.
At times you will ask me, "How come is it that pastors are dying?"
Ask John the Baptist what happened. When Herodias' power come and you are not in the spirit and you are in a tight corner, then you ask Jesus, "Jesus, are you Jesus?" Anything can happen to the pastor.
Don't be John the Baptist with that. They said John the Baptist that paved the way. He got the problem.
"Jesus, are you Jesus? Are you sure? What am I?"
He couldn't understand why he was in prison.
But he never asked Jesus to come and deliver him. He only asked, "Are you sure you are Jesus?" By the time a pastor comes to that stage, Satan can do anything.
Except when it is time for the pastor to go.
No matter what the age, it's a different thing.
Like Baba Adebayo's son, he slept peacefully, no stress.
Amen. Let's continue.
So the Lord is asking you and I to what? To fear God. To fear God. For when the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, so you will have wisdom. You will have understanding. You will have counsel. You will have might. You will have knowledge and you will fear God. That is what we prophesy unto our children every time. And when the Spirit of God is in you, you are so much empowered. According to the book of Romans chapter 8, he said, "And therefore," verse 1, "and therefore there is no condemnation."
The Spirit life directs you. You cannot be condemned because you always know what to do.
Why? The Spirit of wisdom is in you. The Spirit of knowledge is in you. The Spirit of the fear of God is in you. The Spirit of counsel is in you. You are occupied with everything that Jesus has. It's not having the gift and not having the fruit. You have the gift and you have the fruit. He said, "Walk in the Spirit and you will not satisfy the desire of the flesh." According to the book of Galatians, he said, "For the works of the flesh are this: adultery, idolatry, hatred, name all of them." He said, "The fruit of the Spirit." This is what comes out of those that are actually, they've actually submit themselves to a spirit life. They seek what is of God. They seek what is peaceful. They forgive you before you offend them. And that is like return. Where do I have space in my heart to keep anybody? Look at the testimony that God said of David. He said, "I shot a king because this one is a man after my own heart."
David committed adultery. But when he was asked, he even passed judgment. He said, "The man that did that evil, don't destroy that man." Then they say, "It is you." He said, "Papa, God, forgive me, I beg."
He was crying. He said, "God, even though I've committed adultery, have mercy upon me, let the child live." He did not eat.
And what happened? The child died. He went to have his bath. He said, "Man, give me food, I want chop." They said, "Which can woman be with this?" It is called the spirit life.
The life that does not blame God
for anything. He knew he was the one. Look at the persecutions in his house because of sleeping with Uriah. His own son took the kingdom from him. The other one was sleeping with his concubines. The other one slept with his sister. In all these things, David said, I will serve you to the end. Now me commit sin. Because God said, he said the wrath will be against your home for Uriah's house that you destroyed. A man after God's heart, he did not blame God. He said, but have mercy upon me and have mercy upon my home. And God said, but through you, you can imagine Jesus came through that same man. Why? His heart understood. Not that anything, why are you doing? What God of God are you? After all, ask for mercy. Shepherd, you say you are the God that forgive. And if you are actually God that forgive, I have asked for forgiveness of sin. I have prayed. He said, create in me what? A new heart. And a right spirit put it within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. The Holy Ghost come off of where I did. I misbehave. But when the Spirit of God is in me, I behave well. But the Spirit of God left because of I was looking at what I could not look. And the Bible said, grieve not the Spirit, quench not the Spirit. He was looking at that woman, he was quenching the Spirit. And he realized he did not have power to overcome because he has quenched the Spirit. So he said, Father, create in me a new heart, a right kind of spirit. Don't cast me away. Psalm 51. And don't take the Holy Ghost from me. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't live this way. That was the secret in David. David said 3 times a day, I will pray. 5 times, I will give thanks. Look at him, the person that committed adultery. Everything happened, he didn't blame God. He didn't behave like Adam that says it's the wife. He said, no, not my fault. Do you remember when he counted the people and Joab said, don't count the people? Then so many people died because God was angry with him. He said, God, don't kill them, kill me. And God don't kill covenant children. He's too merciful, he's too good. He said, kill me, God said, I won't kill you. He said, you have killed so many people because of me, kill me. He said, go and take the sacrifice. And even in that sacrifice, the Spirit of God was so much in him. He said, we give not to God something that will cost me nothing. You don't want to pray. So many pastors will pray for you. You want miracle. He said, I will give not unto God. By prayer, I will offer it myself before I go ask pastor. My task given, I will offer it myself before I ask pastor. Let us learn from the things that we hear. There is much wisdom when you follow the Spirit life. Amen. So he said there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Who don't walk after the flesh, but what? After the Spirit. And that is why Paul can write in that Romans 8, because I don't look time. We want to dedicate our time. You see, this one is going fast, this one is deceiving me. I don't know which one is correct. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now that one, eh? Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is something that was strong in the heart of David, which is what the Spirit life carries, which is what made a church in Revelation also was able to stand. Love. Love, the power of love, can be able to destroy. Because Satan no fit love. Satan can even praise God, but they can't love. You ask me, sir, how come Satan fit praise God? Was it not following Paul? He said, this is the messengers of God, listen to them. Is it not praise? These are the messengers of God, listen to them. Paul said, shut up. I don't receive praise from those that don't worship me spiritually. Truth. You see, as it be, so Satan can praise God, though, but you don't feel love God. The book of James 4:17 says, he said, the demons, they believe in God, but what? They tremble. They don't worship him. Did you hear what I said? But love is what Satan cannot have. from your love you praise God. From your love you worship Him. From your love you give Him thanks. So the book of Romans will conclude that book that says that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? The spirit life is inseparable from God. Before he came to that, he talked about how the spirit intercedes for the saints with groaning to take away infirmities. How the world intercedes. He said, this spirit that intercedes for me, that creates, that makes me to be everything that I can be in Christ. What can separate me? Because in the spirit life, I am more than conqueror. He said, is it Perry? 35. Let's just read that and then we give it a rounding up. I believe every other thing. I don't have to join the talk. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that Saul missed the kingdom because he don't follow the ways of God. But let's leave that. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He said, no, in all these things. Romans 8, from 37. He said, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that will love us. So when you love the one that loves you, you are more than conqueror yourself. He says, for in all these things, through sorrows of life, through persecution, we are more than conqueror. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, it doesn't matter. Height or depth, none any other creator, nor the wolves that come in, that have sold their hearts to Satan, no matter what they do, nothing shall be able, meaning they tried. What did I say? Meaning they what? They tried. He said, but they shall not be able to separate us from the love of God. And what is this love of Christ? Which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of God is, there is me. May the Lord bless you. The teaching of his word. In Jesus' name. We give you the glory, Lord. And as we go back to listening again, through Facebook, through YouTube, through Anointed Tube, the teachings, Father, let your revelation that will make us to be more than conquerors be enough to strengthen us, to empower us as we move forward. In Jesus' name. And I decree that nothing will be able to separate you and I from the love of God. By the